last. Amen. There's some good meat in that song. Okay. Press on, it won't be very long.
Amen.
Amen. Won't be very long. You know, it's been some 2,000 years, I believe. Maybe a little over that since the Lord, amen, was on this earth walking and talking just like me and you. And amen. You know, when it comes to comparing that to eternity, amen, that's just a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, we say, you know, the Lord is coming soon. He's coming quickly. And some people will scoff at that and say, well, I've heard that all my life. And I haven't seen His coming yet. I haven't seen any signs where He's coming or anything like that. Well, I just tell you, friend, you just need to get the right spiritual glasses on. Amen. It's all over the place. Amen. You can look outside. You can look at the heavens. And you can look at the way the world is going today. And you can see that it's not going to be very long.
Yeah.
You know, and Brother Jerry, I was thinking as we were sitting there just a few minutes ago, if it's 1,000 years, 1,000 more before He comes back, it still won't be long. Amen.
Right.
When compared to eternity, amen,
right,
1,000 years is just like a day in the Lord's
right
sight. Amen.
Right.
Just a drop in the bucket. Amen. We're here for a day.
Yeah.
Amen. This life is fragile. Amen. And the Spirit just fades away and blows away just like the wind. Amen. But I tell you what, I want you to listen tonight as we preach the message that's been on my heart this past week. Amen. Don't know where it's going to go, but I know, amen, that this is what the Lord wants me to preach on. And I tell you what, tonight, that mess, that song, just the end of, amen, just seemed to just tie it all up in a nice pretty bow for me. Amen. If you get nothing else tonight, I want you to get this. Press on. Hey, because it won't be very long. Amen. Hey, we heard a preacher, I don't know if it's today or sometime this week, talking about pressing towards the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Paul said he pressed, amen, towards the mark. Amen. He didn't say he just gradually, amen, it was easy, it was all a bed of roses. I know, friends, amen, if you're going to serve the Lord, there's a little bit of a battle there.
Yeah.
Amen, there's a fight. Paul said, hey, at the end of his race, he said, I have fought the good fight. I have kept the faith, amen.
Yeah.
Told Timothy to endure hardness as a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, I tell you what, we need to get in this thing.
Yeah.
We need to dig ourselves in. Amen, just like I preached not long ago about launching up into the deep. Amen, it's time for quit playing church. Amen, it's time
amen,
for the church to rise up and claim their position, amen, as children of God.
Amen.
Amen, if you got your Bible, start with 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 3. Press on. It won't be very long.
Bless you.
I could read this whole chapter. I mean, this whole thing applies to us today. But I want to start down in verse 9. Boys, I tell you what, it's been a good day.
Yeah.
Well, I'm tired in the body, but I tell you what, I couldn't wait to get here tonight. Amen. To preach you the Word of God.
Yeah.
Hey, I love to sing, love to play the guitar, but I tell you what, ain't no feeling. Like when you get behind the pulpit and the Lord shows up.
Amen.
You just have to excuse me tonight.
Amen.
I'm going to do the best I can. Let this old body show the praise to the Lord.
Amen.
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 Second Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Bible says, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. But it says in verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come, not might come, not maybe, will come, as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversations and godliness, looking for and hastening to the coming day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
Right.
Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth,
right,
wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of Him in peace, without spot and blameless.
Yeah.
And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. Amen. Even as our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. That's as far as we'll read.
Yeah.
I'd say if there's another verse in the Bible, amen, about as great as John 3:16, it's probably 2 Peter 3:9. Amen. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but His long-suffering to us.
Yeah.
Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repent. Amen. Amen. I'm glad that the Lord gave Peter the Holy Spirit to, amen, gave Peter the inspiration to write those words down. Amen. Because I'm glad for the Lord's long-suffering tonight. That's the thought I'll be preaching on tonight is long-suffering. Amen. That has been on my mind and my heart the last week or so. Amen. I thought last week that I had the message already picked out. I seemed to have some scripture.
Uh-huh.
Amen. But that's on the back burner right now. Sometimes, yeah. Jerry, that's how it works. Mm-hmm. Amen. Sometimes it's needful. Amen. The Lord puts something else on a preacher's heart that they be able to preach something. Amen. There might be for some crowd here. Amen. Somebody that's here tonight,
yeah,
might not have been here the night that the message was preached. Amen. July, I believe it's 8th. Of this year will be, I think, 9 years since I announced my call to preach, since I started preaching. Amen. I have never found where the Lord has let me down in any way, never found where He's forsaken me. Amen. Never found where He's left me. Amen. Always been right here beside me.
Yeah, amen.
Always made His presence known. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I'm glad that the Lord is long suffering. Yeah. Amen. Many times, amen, when the Lord could have said, well, you're on your own. Amen. He stood behind the pulpit with me so that the word could get out. Amen. I can do it on my own.
Right.
Amen. I'm just a little vessel. Amen. Don't know much. Amen. But I tell you what, I just want to be a faithful servant to the Lord and be able to do what He had me to do. Amen. Be a mouthpiece. Amen. For the Lord this evening.
Amen.
But that has been on my heart. Long suffering to us. Amen. You know, you think about that word. A lot of times we hear translations and we hear people just kind of pass that off and say, well, that's patience. Kind of like when they say charity. Oh, that's just love. Amen. I want you to listen to this word. Long suffering. Think about that for a minute. The Bible says that charity suffereth long. Now, how are you going to translate that? You know, that'll make sense. Amen. Charity suffereth long.
Yeah,
amen. To suffer means to be in agony. Amen. To be in pain. To be, amen, upset about something. Amen. The Bible says that all that will live in Christ, amen, shall suffer persecution.
Yeah.
Amen. Persecution isn't a bed of roses. It's something you suffer. Amen. And then it says long suffer, not just suffer.
Yeah.
Amen. But the Lord is long suffering.
Amen.
Amen. He suffers long. Amen. He suffers a long time, over a period of time. Amen. The Lord suffers. What's He suffer over? Amen. He suffers over men, women, boys, and girls.
Yeah.
Amen. On this earth that don't realize that they're doomed to a place called hell. Amen. If they don't repent and give their heart to the Savior of the world that He sent. Amen. So that they would not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen.
He has suffered long. And it waited a long time, over 2,000 years since the Son went back to heaven. Amen. It's been a long time by our standards. Amen. Since the Lord has gone away. Hey, but make no mistake, He will come one day and it won't be very long. Amen. He'll come, amen, out of the cloud descending. Amen. Amen. He'll call His church the bride away. Amen. And we won't have to worry anymore.
Amen.
There's a little song, and I won't have to worry anymore.
Right.
Amen. A lot of worrying done down here. A lot of long suffering, amen, on our part.
Yeah.
The Lord is way much more long suffering than you could ever think of.
Amen.
Amen. Having to deal with our, you know, you think about old Israel back in the day, back in the Old Testament, and how the Lord really was long suffering with them. how every time He delivered them from something, they'd want to go back to Egypt. They want to go back to the thing that got them in the trouble in the first place. But really, when you think about it, how are we any different?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, me, Lord. Here I am again, Lord. It's me again. Same problem.
Yeah.
Knocking on your door. The Lord says, you know, He told Peter, and this has been mentioned several times this week. I don't know why. Randy mentioned it at prayer meeting. Somebody else mentioned it earlier. It says that, you know, Jesus, Peter asked Jesus, how many times if my neighbor sins against me, how many times should I forgive
him? Yeah.
Seven times seven? Jesus looked at him and said, 70 times seven.
Yeah.
Amen. As long as that person has repentance in his heart.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. As long as he's sorry for what he's done.
Right.
He may do it 1,000 times.
Yeah.
But the Lord can bring him to his knees every single time.
Amen.
Amen. It's our obligation, our duty to forgive that person.
Right.
Amen. The Bible says if we don't forgive men our trespasses, neither will our Father in heaven forgive us our trespasses.
Right.
Amen. You're talking about long suffering.
Yeah.
Amen. Somebody does me wrong over and over and over and over again. I don't know how long I've been willing to suffer.
That's right.
Amen. I have to ask for strength.
Yeah.
I have to ask for some help from the Lord. Amen. But I'm glad that He has that long suffering. Amen. In Galatians chapter 5, it gives us the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. We find that one of those fruits of the Spirit, I believe it's the fourth one down, we have love, joy, peace, and long suffering.
Right.
I mean, it's right at the top. I think it's pretty interesting how when you buy something, amen, in the supermarket, if it comes in a box or a can, amen, and if it's mixed together with different ingredients, the heaviest ingredient will be at the top.
Right.
Amen. The least amount of ingredient will be at the bottom. And I look at the fruit of the Spirit kind of like that. Love is the heaviest ingredient. And as we go on down, we have long suffering, the fourth ingredient down. It's pretty heavy. It's pretty plentiful. It's not the first ingredient, but it's just as important.
Yeah.
Amen. You can't make a cake without all the ingredients. Amen.
Right. Right.
You can't have the love. You can't have the peace. You can't have the joy. You can't have the long suffering. Any of the other fruits of the Spirit you can't have. Amen. If you're lacking one, the cake won't rise.
Right.
Amen. That spirit won't rise.
Right.
Amen. You just have a great big old mess. Amen. I believe it was James that said, if we broke one thing, maybe it was Jesus, if we broke one law, we've broken them all.
Yeah.
If we lose one of the fruits of the Spirit, we don't do any good to have the rest.
Yeah.
Amen. I've been thinking about that this week, how the Lord is long-suffering to us. He's not willing that any should perish. You know, a lot of people, these terrorist attacks and everything that's been going on for the last several years, it ain't no new thing. We look at it as something new. Amen. It might not have been happening here in America for a long time. Amen, but they've had that since ages past, since time has begun. Amen, all kinds of armies going in, Syria coming in and taking Israel captive. Those were terrorists, if you want to say it. Amen, the Babylonians coming in and taking Israel captive. Same kind of deal. Amen, but the Lord is not willing that any should perish. It's not God's fault.
Yeah, right.
Amen, that all this killing's going on, all these beheadings and everything.
Amen.
Amen, that God was not about that. Amen, amen. Jesus didn't go about to whacking people's heads off and all this other stuff. Amen. Peter cut off a soldier's ear.
Yeah.
Jesus said, put your sword up. You live by the sword, you die by the sword.
Yeah.
You best believe that those that are cutting people's heads off will die by the sword one day after a while, even if it's the sword of the Lord, the word from His mouth. But listen to what He says in verse 11. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, since we know that the earth is going to pass away with a great noise, it's going to blow up everything in it, it's going to melt with burning heat.
Right.
Since you know this beforehand, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation in godliness?
Yeah.
Amen. Basically, he says it's time to examine yourself.
Yeah.
Amen. How holy should you be, knowing that one day after a while, this whole thing's going to go up in smoke?
Amen.
Know that you have a judgment. Know that you have a God that you've got to face one day after a while. How holy in conversation you ought to be. But he says, nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth. Amen. Yeah. He says, no matter that this whole world is going to fade away and it's going to be burnt up with heat, we still look for a new heavens and a new earth.
Yeah.
According
Amen.
To what? Jesus' promise. God's promise.
Amen.
He's not scared about the world passing away because there's another coming. There's going to be a brand new one. Amen. You might be attached to this world a little bit. You might go out and buy you a new car and be attached to it a little bit. But if you knew that somebody's going to wreck your car and you insurance will pay you for a brand spanking new one, it wouldn't bother you so bad. And how would that happen? Because according to the promise on the contract, you got a free car. Brand new car. And it's worth so much. Amen. You know what Christ did? Amen. He came to the world.
Yeah.
And he set up an insurance policy. Amen. Amen. A promise. Amen. When he stretched out his arms. And he said, I love you this much.
Amen.
And he died. Amen. Yeah. It was an insurance policy.
Yeah.
Saying that when this old world passes away.
Yeah.
Amen. If you're under the umbrella of the blood.
Yeah.
Amen. You're going to have a brand new body.
Yeah.
You're going to have a brand new earth. A brand new home we're dead for a while.
Praise the Lord.
That's what Christ did. That's the long suffering.
Right.
Amen. Jesus said that no man laid down his life, amen, except for a friend.
Yeah.
Amen. Something along those lines.
Amen. Lord.
Greater love had no man than this, that he laid down his life for his friends.
Yeah.
He said, you're my friends,
yeah,
if you do whatsoever I command you. Amen. The long suffering of God. Amen. This old human mind cannot fathom what that all entails.
Amen.
Amen. We just don't understand. We can't grasp it. Amen. But I tell you what, Peter, he's saying here, amen, there's going to be an account one day. He said in verse 14, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent, press on.
Amen.
That you may be found of him in peace without spot and blame.
Right.
And accounts. In other words, you take it to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. Why was he saying that? Because in the previous verses, the one that I didn't read here, in verses 1 through 8, it was talking about how people in the flood would scoff and mock and say, you know what, the flood, it never rained. We've heard this for so many days and we can't believe it.
Right.
And judgment came. And now we see that happen in our day. Oh, we've always heard the Lord is going to come back. The Lord's going to come back just like it was in the days of Noah. He's going to be in the Son of Man, come the Son of Man. People out there saying, oh, he ain't come back. We can leave him when we want to. They won't know when the floods come. It won't be a flood, amen. It'll be a fire that's going to explode this whole world one day in their life.
Amen.
This is account of the long suffering of the Lord is salvation. Hey, he's been gone for a long time, but it's his long suffering. Amen. Why hasn't he come and wreaked havoc on this earth yet? Why hasn't he come and, amen, judge people? Because there's still praying people out there. Amen. Because there's still mamas and daddies and grandmas and grandpas. Amen. Brothers and sisters, sons and daughters out there praying for their loved ones, asking God, amen, for His hand to be extended to mercy.
Yeah.
Right. To be long suffering to those, amen, that are out in the world lost. You know, they call it lost for a reason. We take some of these words we've grown up knowing, we take for granted because we hear it all the time.
Amen.
What does it mean to be lost? You think of a child in the woods, in the dark. No light, no food, no nothing. Imagine how scared that little child would be. No hope of rescue. Nobody knows where she's at. That's what a sinner is. Lost. That same condition. Amen. But God is out there with His light shining bright.
Right.
Amen. He knows exactly where you are. Amen. He knows where you are. He knows how to find you every time. Amen. He can find you.
Right.
Amen. He knows where you're at. And if you're lost in this congregation tonight, then I invite you, amen, to follow that light.
Amen.
Amen. Follow that light and it leads you to the cross every single time. It'll lead you to Jesus. It'll lead you to His light. Amen. Amen. And all things, amen, will pass away. You become a new creature. Amen. To give your heart to the Lord and, amen, acknowledge you a sinner. Amen. Do what the Bible says here. He's willing that you would come to repentance.
Yeah.
Amen. What is repentance? Jerry mentions repentance a lot. Amen. If you see somebody going, if somebody, your loved ones, let's just say, we'll just use this as a big thing now, we use drugs. Amen. Let's say one of your loved ones is hooked on drugs. Amen. You see the path it's taking them down. Amen. In your heart, what you want them to do is change their ways.
Right.
Not their mind.
Right.
Change their ways.
Amen.
Their mind's all messed up. Amen. You want them to change their ways. You want them to get off that stuff because you know it's bad for them.
Mm-hmm.
You want them to repent.
Right.
Amen. It's not just said, well, I changed my mind about, I'm not going to Taco Bell today, I'll go there tomorrow. It's not that kind of change. It's a change from going down the wrong, destructive path.
Right.
Jesus said the way is broad, and many go in thereat that leads to destruction.
Right.
You see them going down that path to the broad road, and you know where they're going, and they can't see it. But you can, because you've been saved. And you want them to repent. Get on the right road. Get on the narrow road that leads to eternal life. And that's what God wants us to do. Amen. He wants the sinner to do. If you're not saved, if you're lost, I tell you what the Lord wants you to do. He sees you going down the broad road. Amen.
Right.
He sees you going down to the road
right.
of destruction.
Right.
Amen. And He wants you to repent. Amen. Not just because it's His way or the highway, but because He sees what's at the end of the road.
Amen.
I saw there was a cop down the road, and I didn't warn you, or a wreck, let's just say that. If I was seeing there's a wreck down the road, and I didn't warn you, but I had a way of doing it, you might get involved in that wreck. It might take your life. And you want me to warn you? And then the same thing goes in spiritual matters. And many people just take it for granted. Hey, if I see somebody going to hell, and you can really see in your spirit the destruction that they're going down,
right.
wouldn't you want to warn them? Amen. That's exactly what God does. He's long-suffering. He's seen you go down the road many a time. He's seen you go down the broad road many a times. He sees where it leads you. He sees on the other side of that some disaster that you can't see.
Right.
Because you're too wrapped up in all this other stuff. And that's what repentance is. God is long-suffering, not willing that you should perish. Amen, but that you should come to repentance. That you should see the error of your ways and come to Him. Knowing, amen, that He is the only one that can make things right. The only one that can save. The only one, amen, that can turn your life around. I don't know who this message is for, but I tell you what, the Lord, that's what was on my heart tonight. And about the long-suffering of God.
Yeah.
To account it that the long suffering of God is salvation. Amen. If you're here tonight lost and you need the Lord as your Savior in your life, I want you to know that all the way up to this point, God has been very long suffering with you because He loves you.
Amen.
That's what it all boils down to.
Amen.
Love. As we all stand, I'm going to ask Brother David to come give a song. Pretty. Folks, ain't no way, ain't no place to quit. Ain't no place to turn around. Amen. Press on. Press toward, not backward. He said, forget those things which are behind. That's what Paul said, Philippians 4. I press on toward the mark of Christ, the high call of Christ Jesus. Amen. The Lord's long-suffering with us tonight. Whatever you got out of the message, that's between you and the Lord. But if you need to come to an old-fashioned altar and talk to a Savior today, amen. This altar is open as He sings. Search your heart.
What a friend we have.